Time for your morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton along with John Osher. The stories we'll cover today and through the week getting ready for the Steelers game. The big one this week, at least today, is accountability. Gus Bradley served notice when he released Winston Guy. Mm-hmm.
And it's about the pass defense. And it takes a lot to knock Blake Bortles off of our top headline. The pass defense has been enough of an issue. They showed that it's going to be an issue with the release of Winston Guy. And it sort of continues that theme we've seen the last couple of weeks with the accountability. They've got to challenge routes better in the secondary. And Gus has made it clear that's got to happen now.
All right. Our second story won't be second every week. It'll probably be first every week. And that's quarterback Blake Bortles coming off a strong performance, 78% completion percentage out there. Made some things happen. Mm-hmm. Had some mistakes as well.
Well, and the question now becomes, even with all the mistakes, are the things that he's doing to make everybody else around him better going to get progressively better quickly enough to result in wins? He's certainly making them better. Now the question is, can you put it all together and start getting results in the field?
All right, and from the it's a story until it isn't file, mm-hmm. is this the week they get their first win?
Well, I think they have a chance. I think the matchups are okay. The Steelers are running the ball well, and the Jaguars are playing pretty good run defense, but you've got to stop Roethlisberger. All that said, it becomes tougher because of what happened in Pittsburgh last week. The Bucs came back and gave the Steelers a really, really tough loss. This team's going to be focused. Mike Tomlin's under some pressure from outside the organization. There's going to be a lot of focus this week. It becomes a tougher task for the Jaguars because of that, I think.
All right, stay tuned all week long, folks.